Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sabres try to grow their game. They do it. Front score! Norris slides it to the front of the net, and that puck finds a way in. It's 3-0 Buffalo. Welcome back. Nice tip pass. Norris has got a breakaway. Norris deep scores! Oh my goodness, what a return for Norris.
There's double the fun for Josh Norris, his first and second of the season in his return. He also got an assist, a three-point night. First star. And that one, we'll call both of them our goals of the game. Brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you back here to the press box at KeyBank Center. I'm Brian Colziel. Pat Malacaro is with me here as well. Paul Hamilton is in front of the Sabres dressing room. He'll be heading in shortly to speak with Josh Norris and others as we'll find out what the Sabres think about this 5-1 victory tonight over Winnipeg. Pat, the story is Josh Norris in his return. Excellent. First star, 2 goals, 3 points, and looked like he made a major impact.
Yeah, couldn't have drawn it up any better. Even had an opportunity for the hat trick, if not for a good defensive play by Alex Iafallo. So this is the night you were expecting. The nights like these are what, when the trade was made last year, Sabre fans were hoping and expecting. They had to wait a while due to injury, but a team looking for some offense right at the top. Where you look at Norris scoring the goals. Zach Benson makes the play that springs that breakaway. Benson was very good in this game. Tage Thompson as well. So that top line really coming through in various ways.
Yeah, and for Norris, we knew that, as you mentioned, like what was to be with this. And we saw it in the preseason. Him and Thompson especially looked great. And then on night one, it looked okay. And then injury. And we haven't seen him since. This is only game two. So now maybe, last year he still wasn't even 100%, even in just the short amount of games that he played. Now maybe this can be almost a reset button way back from last year when Dylan Cousins was traded to Ottawa.
And it helps the team build off of Saturday night as well, right? You go to Minnesota, you give up a couple goals in the first and don't give up another the rest of the game, and you eventually win in the shootout. Now you put together a game tonight against another team out of that Central Division that you just dominate from start to finish. Now you're feeling pretty good, playing pretty well, going into Philadelphia on Wednesday. So now you have the opportunity to stack some games together. You'll see this Winnipeg team again later in the week, who I'm sure, as we saw in that third period, will not be happy when Buffalo visits their rink in a couple of days. But you have Philadelphia in between then. So an opportunity to, if you're able to come out of that game with a victory against the Flyers, now you're talking about that four or five-game winning streak that puts you right back in the mix.
And it is going to be a tall task, as Dan and Rob talked about at the end of the broadcast here. They now are going to go on the road, and they'll have games in Philadelphia, as I mentioned, then Winnipeg, and then really out west, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, and Seattle. So 6 straight on the road. You're gone for almost 2 weeks away from this building. And this is their first real, I would say, they had some games, in the Utah, Colorado, then Detroit. They were home, though, in between. So this is their first real long road trip here, almost 2 weeks in length, but an opportunity here again to try to improve upon what is a poor start of their poor part of their season. They only have two wins on the road this year, Pat. If they are going to keep this going and maybe get themselves back into the race in the East, they have to do well on the road, and obviously now they'll have the next five to do so.
You're right.
Six to do so.
The bad news is you've not played well on the road, but the good news is, I mean, you've played so many home games.
Yeah.
It's like the Bills finally come in the mail, and you have to go on the road. So you have an opportunity to really, when you finish the month of December, if the Sabres, if we look back at the end of this year and they find themselves in the playoff spot, one of the reasons why it could be flipping the road record into the positive, or at least towards 500, with the amount of road games that will be played all the way through the end of this calendar year.
Yeah, 5-1, Sabres beat the Jets. Buffalo now 11-11-4 on the season. 26 points. They're no longer in the basement of the Atlantic or the East. We'll update you on the full standings a little bit later on in the postgame when we get Pat's scoreboard from the rest of the night in the NHL. Paul Hamilton talked about it in pregame. He said, get right to Eric Comrie, get to the net, and the whole first period, that 3-0 lead for Buffalo, it was all generated by that attitude.
You're right. And we saw a little bit of that on Saturday against Minnesota, so carry that over. And then, how many times have you and Paul talked pregame or during a game that the backup goaltender, maybe guy that hasn't played many games in the league. I know Eric Comrie's different, but he's the backup goaltender with Connor Hellebuck out having to take over those starting goalie duties. How many times have they walked in here and played so well, and the Sabres maybe get a lot of shots, but not the quantity, not the quality, and the other team wins. The Sabres, from the start, decided that was not going to be this night.
That's right. Yeah, 5-1 the final. Norris with two, Zucker, Byram, and Tuck, the others. And Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, I guess for him, kind of a quiet win. He only lets in one, plays well, did what he needed to do.
Yeah, and that's at the end of the night, when you make 23 saves on 24 shots, the offense does its job at the other end. These are nights where you can, again, build some confidence if you're Luukkonen, just like the team, and maybe you take this into your next start and you say, all right, I didn't have to make a lot of big saves to bail my teammates out. I will do that the next time, because there are going to be times where your team needs a save, and if you make it, you can flip the momentum in your favor. So we'll see if next time whoever it is on Wednesday can do that.
The only moment ever during this game where I thought, okay, Connor scores to make it 3-1. How does Buffalo play out the next few minutes? And a minute 23 later, they've got the 3-goal lead right back, right there. I was like, okay, they're fine tonight.
Yeah, and that was just a fluky goal where the second chance for Alex Tuck, he throws it from the side of the net, parallel to the net and along the goal line.
Yeah.
And it just goes in. Again, it goes to show you don't have to score every goal the pretty way. Just throw the puck at the net sometimes, and sometimes quantity is better than quality.
Speaking of Tuck, he's up first, live in the room. Here he is with Paul Hamilton.
Alex, you guys came out right from the opening drop of the puck, and you were fast. You defended well. You went at the goaltender. Just a lot of good things to talk about, weren't there?
Yeah, no. I thought we were getting a lot of good shots on net. Like you said, playing fast. I don't think we spent too much time in our own zone, and we were able to catch them a little bit by surprise and put them on their heels right away.
What do you think of that Josh Norris guy?
Terrible. Horrible hockey player. What a start. You know what? We saw it in the preseason. We saw it in the limited amount of time he played in the start of the season. Obviously, it was tough to see him go down with an injury, but to see how hard he's been working, and he's always stayed positive. He's been with the guys as much as he can, but he's put a lot of good work in, and to see him come out and have that success, and man, he can fly. It's noticeable, and it looks like he's been playing 25 games already. So that was awesome to see. He gave us a good little energy boost there and allowed us to get going.
You mentioned he stayed positive. What did you see from him? Because I imagine it would have been pretty hard to stay positive given what he's gone through.
Yeah, no, he's no stranger to injuries, and when you get a guy like that, I think you continue to learn more and more about your body, and so he kind of took that in stride. I think he really focused on himself and on rounding out the off ice side of things and just staying mentally good. I thought that the guys in the locker room and our training staff and coaching staff did a good job of helping him stay positive and just making him want to come back as soon as possible. And pretty sure he's had a schedule, so that's always good to see. And like I said, he came out flying and hit a hell of a night tonight.
You only had one shift in the first half of the second period, okay?
Sorry, like injury-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I was fine. It was just a little bit of a rotation that happened. There was nothing with that.
Well, at the same time with Josh Norris, how much was his absence noted, and how much of an impact did that have?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had some guys step up, and at the same time, to replace a guy like that is damn near impossible. I mean, he's got such a high-end skill set, such a good skater. He's an unbelievable 200-foot centerman, and his IQ is off the charts. So, I mean, he put it on full display tonight, and he was unbelievable. So, yeah, it's when you miss a guy like that, it definitely hurts, and it's good to have him back.
And at the same time, you're getting more and more players back from these injuries that have kept them out for, you know, double-digit games. What kind of impact are you seeing by getting all those guys back in the lineup?
Yeah, it's always good. I mean, some new and some extra energy. Obviously, with Norris' case, it was some good production. I think he's going to continue to roll with that. I mean, we've always had that next man up mentality, but when you do get guys back from injury, I think it helps a lot. I think it just gives the boys a little bit of a boost in confidence and energy. And like I said, tonight you got us rolling.
How much does it help you guys that many of you are teammates with Eric Comrie? Does that help when you face a goaltender that you used to play with?
honestly, I think Comrie's an unbelievable goalie. Baizzi's shot, it was an unbelievable shot. I don't think any goalie in the world is going to stop that. Norris' down low play went off the defenseman, so you can't. I mean, I don't think he was, and I don't know anything, but I don't think he was pulled because of his play. I think it was more of a jump for their team. And it happens around the league and stuff. I didn't score on him, so I couldn't say that it helped me personally. But he's had a lot of success there. He's a really good goalie, and I'm sure we'll face him again in a couple games here. And he's gonna be itching and ready to go. So we got to be ready for him.
Well, yeah. Why didn't you score a goal from that angle?
I don't think I've ever scored a goal from that angle. No, I don't think so. So that might be a first.
Alex, what about just the
Alex Tuck Ryan? Back to you.
Alex Tuck with his ninth of the season again, scoring way down low. The puck might have even been below the goal line when he let the shot go, and it just banked off the arm of Milic and into the net. Again, that's the goal I was just talking about with Pat, a nice response after Connor had gotten Winnipeg. It's what ended up being its only goal of the game a minute 23 later, and Buffalo got that three-goal lead right back, and it kind of felt like they had it, you know, in control the rest of the way from that point forward after they had built that early 3-0 lead from back in the first period. Yeah, so 2 weeks coming up on the road. Philly, Winnipeg again on Friday. Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, Seattle, all road games coming up here for the Sabres. They won't play home again until December 18th against Philadelphia. Only four home games the entire month of December, and one's already in the book. So there's only three left. Back to the room. Here's tonight's first star, Josh Norris with Paul.
Josh, in your words, how would you describe your return to the ice for the first time in nearly 2 months?
Pretty good. I mean,
what made it pretty good?
I just wanted to come back, and just kind of, you know, get right back in and not be a distraction. I thought the guys have done a good job. They've been battling, and, we've had some guys out, and, I know it happens across the league, but it is hard to, do that when you have so many guys out. So, I thought they did a great job up to this point, and I just wanted to come in and contribute, and really happy to be back.
It was a while ago, but you picked up right where you left off in the preseason, where you had talked about what a great preseason you had and how good you felt in the preseason. It seemed like you picked right up from where you left off.
Yeah, I didn't really know how tonight was going to go, to be honest with you. Wanted to keep things really simple. I told Dahmer and Benny, first few shifts, it's going to be really simple. End up getting a power play and, kind of gets you right into the game. So, I don't really know what else to say, but, yeah.
When you backhanded that puck pass Eric Comrie, just how would you feel? How satisfying was that for you personally?
I was a little more excited for that one. I don't know, just really good play by Benny and at that point, I think it's 5-1, and that's, it's hard to come back from 5-1 lead, so that kind of sealed it, and, Yeah, I was fired up for that one.
Your assist, that was supposed to be, that was a pass, right, to Josh in front?
Yeah.
Because what did you see in that play? I mean, that play seemed to really get you going personally.
I got it and originally thought I was going to shoot, and D just came out and bit. So, Donor did a great job. We talked about building walls, and he built the wall and got a goal out of it. So
there's a lot to talk about offensively, but it seemed like you guys defended very well too. Did you like the defensive game also?
Yeah, I think a lot of, you know, playing well defensively is, having the puck and skating and not giving giving them time and, not really giving them a chance to get back into, you know, their position, whether it's neutral zone or D zone or whatever it is. So, I think D zone, like I said, has a lot of correlation with, how your game is with the puck. And I thought we were really good with the puck tonight.
Josh, you mentioned this morning that, you had some trouble sleeping last night and you were just really excited to get going. I'm just curious how much different this game felt, like stepping on the ice and getting back and just in front of the home crowd and all that.
Yeah, it was nice to, come back and be at home. Definitely, I tried to treat it like a normal game, but, like I said, I got a little excited last couple days because probably knew that this was going to be the game. And, so a little restless last night, but hopefully better sleep tonight.
Josh, you're getting more guys back. Your team is Jason Zucker, yourself, Jack Benson.
Josh Norris on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, thank you very much, Paul, as the first star speaking there. As Norris gets his first and second of the season, he also assisted on the first power play goal that put Buffalo up 1-0. Norris ends up getting first star honors tonight in a 5-1 victory. We still may have more from the locker room, so we'll keep it right here, as Buffalo will again be heading out of the road. Philadelphia next on Wednesday at 7:30. And then after that, out west for another meeting with these Winnipeg Jets. You wonder how much of kind of the scrappiness and some of the fights and stuff that happened there down the stretch of this game may carry over into Friday. I would bet they would. Stanley seemed to be annoyed at the Sabres the entire night. He took some penalties, and Logan Stanley did, and then he jumped Krebs there after Krebs hit Perfetti, and, you wonder, will any of that carry over into Friday's game? I would think maybe it would, and, Comrie may play again, too, with Hollebuyck out. Okay, back here's now Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen with Paul.
Thanks, Brian. Ukko, what does it do for you to get three goals in the first period like that? The team gives you that lead. Does anything change in your mind, or you still play the same way no matter what goes on?
No, you have to kind of keep even keel and just focus on your own stuff. I think we started off really well tonight, though. Even though we scored three, we were defensively really solid, I think, all through the night. And, I think it was a really good game from us.
You seem to be reading the puck well all night in tune. Just how did you feel out there?
I felt great. I felt, as I said, our team played well. We played solid defense. Plays were kind of easy to read. We slowed the game down well tonight, so good game.
What's it like to see your team play with that kind of speed all over the ice for a whole game?
It's great. I think it's something we're really good at and something we haven't kind of... when we play well, I think it's kind of strength of us, strength of ours. So I feel like we have to be able to bring that to more games, but it was really fun to watch tonight.
Josh Norris, made an impact on the score sheet, but how pronounced was his impact on the team in his return?
I think it's one of those things where you like how hard he works, how much he wants to, be back and be playing hockey again. I think it just kind of motivates the whole team. Everybody wants to play well when he's coming back. Watching him going through that and how unfortunate it was to, him to injure himself, that early to the season. And, I think everybody just kind of got a little boost from that tonight.
You got a back-to-back. You go into Minnesota. You win the hockey game against a team that had won 7 straight. How much did you guys build on that win coming home for this game?
I think it was a big thing for us, especially kind of we didn't start off that game as well we did tonight and kind of almost let it slip from us. But I think we kind of it was a game we battled through. We got what we went there for, and I think it was easy to kind of build momentum from that.
Mentioned Norris, how hard he worked. What's it out about, I guess, that how hard he worked to get back? What's it out to?
What?
What's it out to you about how hard he worked, like Josh, to get back?
Yeah, I mean, it's... he's a kind of specimen, just like overall, like just awesome athlete. And it's just, you know, I think he showed it tonight, like how well he has worked and how ready he was to play. So it's just awesome to see.
That save on Connor, the short breakaway, that's just a reaction save, right?
Yeah, I think I didn't have the depth I wanted. I kind of tried to just keep my edges and hold, you know, take the as much of the net as I can, and then hope if he takes to the backhand, I have the, you know, length to kind of beat the low shot. And you know, in the end, it was a good read with the right read. So, you know, happy about that.
Thank you, Uko.
Thanks, guys.
Uko Pekka-Luukkonen, and then the post game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Brian, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. That's Uko Pekka-Luukkonen tonight, third star. We'll get to the three stars here in a moment, but all of our locker room reports are brought to you by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? 5-1, Sabres beat the Jets. Again, these two teams will play Friday at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. But before that, Philadelphia coming up on Wednesday at 7:30. All right, Lindy Ruff's press conference. We'll be going there in just a few moments, but let's get our final stats in while we wait for the head coach. It's brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots in the third were 10-10. They end up 31-24 in favor of Buffalo. Special teams, the Sabres are 1-for-3 on the power play. The Jets 0-of-2. Luukkonen in the win with 23 saves. Comrie the loss. He let in 3 in the first period. Thomas Milic came in. He let in 2 more the rest of the way. In total, the Jets goaltenders combined for 26 saves on 31 shots. As we look at some of the individual stats, we know Josh Norris coming back tonight. 2 goals and an assist. He played 15-25 on 18 shifts. He had 6 shot attempts, won 3 of his 5 faceoff attempts as well. In terms of other ice time, it was Rasmus Dahlin, no surprise, leading the way, 22 minutes and 18 seconds. He also had 4 shot attempts. He had 4 shot attempts as well in this one. Josh Doan, multi-point night, he had 2 assists. Zach Benson, multi-point night, he had 2 assists. And, of course, Norris leading the way with 3 points. Okay, here's Lindy Ruff live.
Well, you know, I think we've had early power plays before. We haven't scored. I thought the power play gave us a big boost right off the bat. You know, I thought our puck movement was real crisp. passes around the tape. We made a lot of great, you know, great passes heading up ice. You know, it just felt like we were a step ahead.
Could you ask for any more for a return from Norris and to have what happened out there tonight happen?
No, really. I mean, we saw his speed, saw some of the plays he made, good on the power play. It was, you know, I don't know if we could all anticipate, but I think that's what we were hoping to see. I thought he had a great night from start to finish.
What about the speed element of your team overall tonight? Norris adds to it, obviously, but when they're playing at that pace, you're a pretty tough team to beat.
Yeah, you know, I think that it's speed combined with puck support. You know, the puck support was real good. We had a lot of bump back to speed that was real evident that led to goals. It was a night where we were really connected. You know, that we've talked about nights where our puck play, you know, not crisp and you're passing pucks behind people. There wasn't many passes you could point to that you'd say, boy, that wasn't a good pass. You know, and the puck moves faster than the player. So I thought that part of our game was excellent.
Could you tell this morning the excitement from him? He said he was so excited he could hardly sleep last night. Could you tell that in the morning skate?
I really don't judge anything in the morning skate anymore after all this time. There's times I think we had a great morning skate, and I could use the word, eh, that's how we looked, and that's how we started. You know, we've talked a lot about the start of games. The start of the game was important, and then we got a good start. It's all those things we just talked about, the combination of, you know, our puck play, our... You know, I think we defended well. We had a couple of plays inside the zone where we defended well, and you get out of the zone in a hurry, you get to go play up ice. And probably the last key factor was, I think after the first period, or it could be the second, I checked, we were at 75% in the faceoff dot. So now we get to play with the puck. There's most nights we're playing, you know, 30-40%, and we're chasing the puck around trying to get it back. So that was a big deal too.
Bo's goal illustrate to you. He just, you know, he seemed to read the play very well. He just seems that much more comfortable recently joining the rush.
Yeah, well, you can break the play down to the entry. We got in front of a body, bought a little bit of time for the breakout. You know, Timmins went back, was able to go around the net, make the play up the wall, and then Bo just outraced his guy going up ice. There's a lot of small things. Look at the, you know, the bump on the faceoff circle. By Quinn on that goal, knocked a guy down. Then we, you know, we bumped the guy coming into the zone, slowed him down so he couldn't forecheck. So a lot of little things where, you know, we got into people that, you know, a lot of times doesn't get noticed. But from our standpoint, it really helped lead to that play.
Andy, you're getting guys back, guys who are healthy coming back the lineup. You know, not just numbers-wise it makes an impact, but how does it impact this team, like, morale-wise and psyche-wise?
Well, you know, I think we saw what Norris did. You know, we were anticipating that he would be a big part of our team and a big part of, you know, every aspect of it. So the bench was pretty excited, you know, when he scored the goal coming out of the corner. You know, that play at the start of the period was just pure speed going up ice and skated away. He almost skated away from another guy in the third period. But, you know, I think we've seen what the team has looked like since Dahls has got back. And, you know, we've had several players come back into the lineup.
What made you go with
EPL
tonight?
Based on how late a night it was for us coming back. You know, I don't think most of our guys would have gotten to bed till about 4:30 in the morning. A little bit of maintenance with Ellis. You know, you sit on a plane we probably were on the plane for over 4 hours. So, yeah, he was our freshest guy, and that is probably the reason we went to him.
Did you feel he was pretty much in control the whole game?
I did, He was? I think you look at it, he's won three of his last four games. Pitt game, you know, a couple of the goals that, you know, he lost his stick on the one goal. Could be a tough break, but I thought, you know, he gave us a couple of real key saves. That guy in alone tonight on the penalty kill was a, well, I thought it's a big save at that moment to not give them any life. And I thought a real solid night. He just looked he looked in control, and to me it didn't look like he was going to get beat.
Did you like the response from Samuelson and Malenstein there late with Krebs getting jumped?
I thought everybody getting there immediately, but the response of the group and Mel getting in there was awesome. And I haven't looked at the hit again, but I thought the hit looked good, didn't look illegal or anything. And I think they're just responding the way we'd want to respond in a game like that, where a guy takes a hard hit and they're just trying to take care of their teammate. That's really all it was. Thanks.
All right, that is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff as we bring it back up here to the press box following the Sabres victory tonight by a score of 5-1 to improve Buffalo's record to 11-11-4. All right, before we take our first time out here, let's get our three stars of the game, and they're brought to you by Blue Star Home Services, your heating and cooling experts ready to improve your home's comfort. Game plan, get started at bluestarhs.com. Lukanen, star number 3, 23 saves in the win. Doan, star number 2, 2 assists. Norris, star number 1, 2 goals and an assist in his return. He is star number 1. The attendance tonight at KeyBank Center announced to be 15,758. And now Buffalo will play 6 in the row on the road. They'll begin on Wednesday night in Philadelphia. 7:30 puck drop. We'll have it for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, we're going to read some tweets from fans, so send those in at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, W-G-R. As we'll get connected with our fans here shortly, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Still to come, scoreboard check, full standings update. The Sabres are not in last anymore, so we'll update you with that. And when we come back, Paul Hamilton with his final take on this 5-1 Buffalo win. But at this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, go to WGR550.com or the Odyssey app. Final score, Buffalo 5, Winnipeg 1. This is the postgame show live.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
KeyBank Center. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Here's a steal and a shorthanded chance in front. Great save by Lukanen at the far post. He got the pad down and denied the Jets of a shorthanded goal. Sabres able to get it out. Connor, he had one.
Dan Dunleavy on the call. It was one of 23 saves for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. It's our save of the game tonight, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 5-1, Sabres beat the Jets. Buffalo now 11-11-4. They are no longer in the basement in the Atlantic or the East. We'll get the full standings update here in a moment after we get Pat's scoreboard. We'll also read some tweets, send them in at Brian WGR. But first, we go down to the media room and bring in Paul Hamilton here. And, Paul, there's a lot of nice things that happened here tonight in this 5-1 win for the Sabres, but definitely at the top of the list was the return of Josh Norris and his three-point night.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was a good game for him, for the whole team. I thought offensively, defensively, really the only defensive play I didn't like was the goal. There was nobody there to cover the guy in front of Connor who tipped the puck. Other than that, I thought they were solid defending. I thought their passes out of the zone were perfect. I loved the speed coming through the neutral zone. Winnipeg could not handle that at all. I thought they got in the forecheck. I thought they were around the goaltender. And, you know, so there are a lot of things to like, you know, in what you saw in that game. Of course, Norris helps them, when, you know, coming back. You knew he would. You know, it's on to the road where they've won two of their last three. They've only won two road games, so it's been recently, I guess. If you're going to start doing better on the road, you might as well do it before you take off for six road games. And, you know, the Pittsburgh game, the one they lost, I thought was there for them for the taking. They didn't take it. You know, so they could have gotten points in that game too, a win or an overtime loss or a shootout loss. But they still, in their last three road games, have won two of them. So we'll see where that takes them as they head off to Winnipeg, Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver, and Seattle, and Philadelphia.
Paul Norris, as you even brought up in your questions down there, had such a tremendous preseason. He even said last year, look, even in the few games that he played last year after he came over in the trade with Ottawa, that he still wasn't 100%. He was still kind of dealing with things. He comes in this preseason. He was, I thought, Buffalo's best player in the preseason. Him and Thompson had this chemistry that was, for whatever judgment we can give the preseason, it was as good as we probably could put a label on with. Mm-hmm. I mean, the disappointment then of him getting hurt just one game in, less than one game in, and he comes back tonight, and it's just like they picked up right where they left off. It is only one game, but, I mean, for one game back, it's about as good as you could have asked for.
I'm going by memory. You know this is a little dangerous. I think he was close to 2 points a game in the preseason, something on those lines. That's how good he was, and he picked up right where he left off, and it was interesting talking with him this morning. He hardly got any sleep at all. He was so excited knowing he was going to play in this game. It was almost like it was his first game, you know, coming back, and it had been so long, and he's wanted to make a difference for this hockey team ever since the trade. And he hasn't been able to do it. So, you know, it was just very important for him to get back in the lineup and do well after that. You know, and it's something, you know, now, you know, we'll see how it is on the road or after he got a game in. You know, Kesselring won't be available, I don't think, on the road trip. You know, he's just skating on his own right now. Hasn't skated with the team. But he's the next guy you would hope, if you're a Sabre fan, that's going to get healthy and get ready to go here. And, of course, Kulik, you would like to get back him back, too, into the lineup, although Ostlund has filled in very well. I think Ostlund is a better two-way player, although Kulik has improved there, where Kulik is a better offensive player. You know, so it's just they're different players, you know, being in the lineup. And they both have good attributes where neither one of them embarrass themselves, you know, when they're in the lineup. So, you know, because of games in hand, I will go back to the points percentage. They're tied with the Maple Leafs now for last place in the conference. And next would be the New York Rangers at 519 and the Florida Panthers at 521. The Panthers, Buffalo has one more point, but the Panthers have played two less games. So that's why I always, at this point of the season, tend to go with points percentage. Instead of being in the cellar by themselves, now they're tied for the cellar with the Toronto Maple Leafs at 500.
Paul Hamilton here on the post game. Sabres beat the Jets 5-1. They'll begin a 6-game road trip starting Wednesday night in Philadelphia. Paul, to make room for Norris on the roster today, Metsä was sent down to Rochester, but there's no extra D right now on this roster, and I would assume that needs to change before this road trip. What do you see for coming here next?
Yeah, either he comes back or a defenseman comes up because Kesselring's not ready. So you can't go on a 6-game road trip without an extra defenseman. So I think a lot of it was, okay, you got through the morning skate. All the defensemen are good. You can send him down for right now and see what happens. I mean, what if you get a couple of injuries and you don't have to worry about sending somebody down if that were to have happened in this game? But now, you know, they're going to have to flip their depth, so to speak. Either Kozak or Dunn are going to have to go down, and a defenseman is going to have to come up or do something with the goaltenders. I suppose you could always waive Ellis if you wanted to, but they really have invested in Ellis right now. They've liked him. They claimed him off waivers. As Lindy Ruff said when they claimed him, he's been on their radar for a while. Kevin Adams has not spoken since, which is kind of weird that you do something like that and you don't talk to the media, but that's the way he rolls. And, you got to do something there. I would doubt very much if they would waive Ellis. I think he's a goaltender they would like to keep around, and quite honestly, I would not disagree with that. If you're going to do something, you would be trade one of the other two. So, I think that's – they got to make a decision on either Kozak or Dunn or Ostlund, send one of them down, and then bring up a defenseman. As I said, you're just shifting your depth a little bit.
Yep. All right, Paul. Well, this team tonight, in terms of getting to the net and getting Comrie pulled early on there, they followed exactly the script that you were looking for. So, and I know we talked here about Norris individually, but team-wise – tonight, they did a lot of things that I know Lindy Ruff wants them to do on a regular basis, and they really executed it well here tonight.
Yeah, that was a 60-minute effort. It really was. And even Luukkonen, I thought there was a lot to like in his game. It was quiet. He wasn't, like, bouncing around all over the place. Rebounds weren't flying all over the place. He wasn't overplaying pucks. Made a great save on Connor coming in. Connor's a goal scorer in this league. He pops in shorthanded, and as Lindy Ruff said, you know, if he scores there, well, maybe there's a different hockey game. So, that was a very key save, I thought, by Luukkonen there. So under control, I think, is what came to mind just watching him in this game as he started to play a little bit more lately. I didn't realize they were on a plane that long from Minnesota. They obviously had some problems weather-wise or plane-wise or whatever it might have been. It's not 6 hours to get to, you know, from Minnesota to Buffalo, so there were other factors that were involved, obviously, and that got them in very late. So even, you know, Ellis got you the win in that game, but, you know, he had played right through a shootout. I thought played very well. Probably should have gotten a star, as both goaltenders. Gustafson should have gotten one also. Neither one did. But now we understand why, you know, he didn't want to go with that. He wanted to go with a more rested goaltender, and it was the right call, obviously.
Yeah. Paul, these two teams are going to play on Friday. We saw some scrappiness and some scrums there down the stretch. The Jets, by the way, multiple of the Winnipeg beat reporters are saying that they had a players-only meeting after the game here tonight in Buffalo. So I wonder what kind of Winnipeg team we'll get here on Friday. I know they'll both at least get a game, though, in between.
Yeah, and I mean, you got to get this under control. I mean, yes, that's their best player. Hellebuyck might be the best goaltender in hockey right now, and they've lost him, and he's not coming back for a while. You know, this is 7 games now that he's been missing, and they've only won 2. And have lost 5 out of 6, so they got to get this figured out. They can't let themselves get too far out of the race here. They're falling back, and they're a team that typically is, you know, in the race for a long time. So, you know, they've got to get it figured out. They got to stay within striking distance while their goaltender is out. And right now, you know, their winning percentage is better than the 3 teams ahead of them, but by by 0-0-1. Winnipeg's 5-20. Utah, San Jose, and Edmonton. San Jose's up there. Are 5-19. And then the playoff spot, the eighth wild card spot, or the second wild card spot, which is eighth place, is 5-40. So it's only 1 point, but it's 5-40. So, they're even in games. So they're in striking distance right now, but they got to get it straightened out. And I'm sure that was something that the leadership group, and don't forget, they have a former Stanley Cup champion in that locker room that has won it 3 times wearing the C with the Chicago Blackhawks and Jonathan Toews. Now, he's not going to take over and step on Lowry's toes, who is the captain of his team, but I'm sure he is somebody that everybody is going to listen to. And when he speaks, you better listen because he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg News, covers the Jets, said that Scott O'Neill actually just told him that Adam Lowry initiated a closed-door players meeting tonight here in Buffalo. O'Neill said his team's performance was, quote, embarrassing. So that's what's happening on the Jets side of things. Again, these two teams have a similar week. They obviously played here tonight. Winnipeg will play a road game Wednesday like Buffalo will as well. The Sabres will be in Philadelphia. The Jets will be in Montreal, and then they'll meet up again Friday in Winnipeg.
Well, so I can tell you that's why Scott O'Neill was out in the hallway saying hello and talking to me, because they were in the middle of a players-only meeting, so he was not going to go in and interrupt that. So now that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, thank you for your work tonight. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you Wednesday with the Sabres in Philadelphia.
Okay, talk to you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton down there has got some drama on the Winnipeg side, Pat. We've seen it sometimes for sure on the Sabres dressing room side, but now the Jets tonight having some issues and the players are trying to hammer things out.
This is a team that has gotten close to the Stanley Cup final a couple of times. Last year, running away with the Central Division, expected a lot of things. Connor Hellebuyck is a great regular season goaltender, and don't use that word lightly, but when he gets to the playoffs, they seem to just fall a little bit short. And now, right now, this team had, I think, Stanley Cup or bust aspirations, and they're not even close to it. So that's kind of why you're hearing Scott O'Neill call it embarrassing from some of the reporting and why the team had that closed-door meeting.
That's right. 5-1 the final. Let's read some tweets here as we get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Let's see here. All right. Mark says, good puck control, fast passing, busy sticks, keeping it on the walls in your own zone, that all equals winning.
Yeah, I mean, from the start, the Sabres controlled this game, and give the Sabres credit. You know, Winnipeg didn't look like they were all that interested in keeping pace with the Sabres, so you've got to take advantage of a team like that, and they did.
Yeah. You and I talked about the roster scenario in pregame. Paul and I just did here. Well, again, Jim says Adams needs to flip one of these goalies for a right shot D. Falk and St. Louis could be an option, especially if the Blues might want Ellis back.
I mean, if you're trading a goaltender,
I don't know if you're getting Justin Falk back a third goalie.
Right, and you just really just need a roster spot at this point. So, right. I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to, is whether or not you trade him, waive someone, or whatever.
It would have to be somebody else in there, too, to get Falk, for sure.
Yeah, and you're not necessarily, maybe looking to make that big trade with who's essentially, like you said, your third goaltender.
By the way, tonight was the first time the Sabres have gotten points against the Jets in 3 straight games since they did 4 straight wins against the Jets back from 2016 to 17. So it's been just under a decade since they've had points in this many games against the Jets, and they'll try to make it 4 on Friday.
Yeah, this is a team that moved just 15 years ago from Atlanta to Winnipeg, so not a lot of history with this iteration of the franchise, but certainly some plenty good history for the Sabres there.
That's right. All right, 5-1 in our game here. Sabres win. Let's see what happens elsewhere. We get our final drive around the league check here with Pat.
Thanks, Brian. It's brought to you by AAA, official partner of the Buffalo Sabres. Only one game ongoing in a light night in the league. Former Sabre J.J. Paterka gets his 10th of the year, but 2 from Tyler Toffoli has San Jose out 3-2 over the Mammoth. San Jose leads through 20 minutes. Earlier tonight, Sean Monahan a pair, while Nico Hischier netted his 10th of the year. The Blue Jackets defeat the Devils 5-3. A lot of action. A lot of fights in that game as well, but eventually the Blue Jackets come away with the win. Buffalo's next opponent, Philadelphia, was in action tonight, hosting the Penguins, and it's Pittsburgh coming out on top 5-1. Sidney Crosby, 2 goals, while Brian Rust, a 3-point night as well, helping lead the way for Pittsburgh, and the Ducks down the Blues 4-1. Also, week 13 of the NFL schedule, within the two-minute, just about 2 minutes to go in the game, just over 2 minutes left, and the Patriots have a 33-15 lead over the Giants on a 23-yard field goal just made by New England. Drake May, 282 and two touchdowns. Former Bill Devin Singletary, 12 carries for 68 and a touchdown as well in the losing effort. So New England is about to, Brian, pick up their 11th win of the season.
And remain three ahead of Buffalo with the tiebreaker, so essentially a 3.5 game lead here. So the Bills are going to have to essentially be perfect the rest of the way and, of course, beat New England in that head-to-head.
We've seen it before.
Yep.
It was 5 years ago, but essentially New England on a Monday night beat the Bills in Orchard Park, and Bill Belichick was riding high, and then all of a sudden the Bills end up winning out, and I believe New England either lost out or whatever it had to happen. The Bills win the division. Then you have the Bills beating New England in the playoffs as well. Not saying that's going to happen, but if you're a Bills fan and you're thinking, can it happen? There is history saying it has with, you know, some of the similar players, different coaches, obviously, but for the Patriots side, but no, it wouldn't be the first time.
That's right. All right, well, the Sabres, in terms of points gained, are ahead of the Panthers and the Leafs, although they play tomorrow. They play head-to-head, so one of them is going to go back ahead of Buffalo.
Could be a three-point game.
Could be a three-point game, which means one of them could move into a tie. But, yeah, Sabres have 26, Panthers and Leafs 25. The best news of the schedule, or the best news of the standings, is that at the moment, you're 3 points out of third in the Atlantic, being held by Montreal. Now, they've got games in hand. So,
and how many teams in between the Sabres and Montreal?
In the division,
yeah.
They have to pass Detroit and Ottawa before they could get to Montreal.
So only two teams to pass.
And they both have 28, two more than the Sabres. Yeah. So, I mean, again, it's, you know, it, that seems, now, the wild card is even tougher.
Right.
Because the wild card now has turned into 31 points, and you've got the whole conference to pass before you get there, essentially. So the third Atlantic spot is actually where you might find yourself first, if you can go on a nice run here on this road trip.
Right, and, you know, we haven't brought up the stat, but, you know, usually once you get past this point on the calendar, it's so hard to move into a playoff spot, partially because the teams you have to pass, partially because you bury yourself in such a deep hole. Can this be a year that the Sabres kind of buck that trend, because they've been on the other end of it where they were in a playoff spot and were one of the few that didn't make it?
That's right. Thank you, Pat, for your work tonight.
Thanks, Brian. See you in about 2.5 weeks.
That's right. Yeah, long break here at KeyBank Center. 12 days, 6 games. Next KeyBank Center game is Thursday, December 18th against Philadelphia. But ironically enough, the Flyers are who Buffalo plays next in Philly Wednesday night, 7:30. That's our next broadcast. We'll wrap the post game here from the press box. Want to thank our crew. TJ Luckman, our network producer, back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, TJ. Tom Maddy is our on-site engineer. Pat Mullicarl, Paul Hamilton with their work here tonight on the broadcast. Thank you, gentlemen. Shope and the Bulldog, we're on the pregame. And our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. Thank you for listening. Again, the final here from KeyBank Center. Buffalo 5, Winnipeg 1. Enjoy the rest of your Monday night. We'll talk to you Wednesday with the Sabres in Philly, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.